And let's get the latest on the deadly explosions outside the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, which we now know have claimed the lives of several U.S. service members. NPR's Quill Lawrence joins us now. He's a former Kabul bureau chief. Quill, this story still developing. It's still very early, but what can you tell us about these U.S. service members that were killed and injured in this attack?
Yeah, the Pentagon has just confirmed that at least four troops were killed, probably Marines, at the gate. There are at least three wounded. These are the first hostile casualties in Afghanistan in 18 months. I couldn't believe it. It's been that long since we had a hostile U.S. casualty there. At least six Afghans have died in the blast. That's according to Emergency Hospital, which is run by an NGO. It's been in Kabul for decades. They said that they had at least 60 wounded patients there as well. The Pentagon had called it a complex attack, which means it was probably a suicide bomber along with some gunmen. There were reports of gunfire afterwards. And a second explosion, the first explosion was near the Abbey Gate, which is on the southern half of the airport. The second explosion was at the Baron Hotel, which is a place some people have been gathering in order to try and evacuate and get into the airport. Eyewitnesses said they heard this huge blast, and then they've seen people being carried away, Afghans carrying away civilian casualties in wheelbarrows, trying to get them away from the scene. This happened in a tightly packed crowd, as everyone has seen for the past 2 weeks, these mob near the gate. So it was a terrible, terrible and perfect target for a suicide bomber.
There have been reports that a group known as ISIS-K was behind this attack. It's still early. What do we know about that and what would their motivations might be?
That's the Islamic State group that's set up in, the K stands for Khorasan, the Central Asian branch of Islamic State. They are in conflict with the Taliban. The Americans have been emphatic about saying this was their biggest threat. And they warned American citizens to stay away from the airport in the last, just in the last 12 hours. So there seemed to be clear intelligence about this. Now the Taliban have condemned this blast. We called their spokesperson, and he said that they condemned this, but he said that it happened in an area that was controlled by American security. It's interesting to see them try to shift that blame onto the Americans. We don't know exactly. I mean, it's a very fluid situation, and where anyone's security ends and begins is another question. I don't know if it was inside the gates. We don't have that information yet. But, you know, we have to remember as well that the Taliban is a group with a lot of different factions. There's not necessarily perfect command and control. So I think we shouldn't jump to conclusions about who carried out this bombing yet.
Now that we know there are U.S. fatalities in this bombing, how does this change the equation for the Biden administration?
We're going to have to see what sort of security measures they take. They said that they were in contact with 500 U.S. citizens, maybe of perhaps 1,500 American citizens who are still on the ground. Tens of thousands of people have been given visas by the U.S. and their families to come. And we can only expect that this will slow down what was already a capricious and arbitrary process of people trying to get into the airport on some sort of a first-come, first-serve seat out of the country.
NPR's Quill Lawrence, watching the news out of Afghanistan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.